USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is expressing anger over the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in federal custody. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
In a written statement from the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr is quoted as saying, "I was appalled to learn Jeffrey Epstein was found dead from an apparent suicide while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered." The press release went on, "In addition to the FBI's investigation, I have consulted with the Inspector General, who is opening an investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death. There is now a report that the 66-year-old Epstein was not on watch in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Facility."
A U.S. soldier is dead after being killed on a mission in Iraq. The U.S. military says the soldier was on a mission with Iraqi forces at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The protests are continuing this weekend in Hong Kong. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Several thousand people are continuing their protest at Hong Kong's busy international airport. They chanted slogans, set up TV sets to show video of recent protests, and handed out thousands of leaflets explaining the controversy over the proposed extradition law and demands for universal voting rights. In other districts, a group of parents staged separate marches that were approved by the police. They called for better protection for children following incidents in which ordinary people have been caught in clashes between the police and the protesters.
Turning now to the race for 2020, it seems presidential candidate Andrew Yang is getting Elon Musk's support. Yang, a former tech executive, is among more than a dozen Democratic hopefuls campaigning in Iowa on Saturday. From the Iowa State Fair, Yang tweeted that he doesn't expect voters to completely agree with him on everything, but he hopes voters will see that he's trying to solve problems. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question. And it starts with you. You have to feed yourself. So that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So you are contagious. And every day you have to understand you could be a germ or a big dose of vitamin C. I know that sounds maybe a little cheesy or corny, but it's true. And so every day when you're with your friends, when you're with your team, bring that positive energy to them and then try to create the dialogue with the team. Hey, how can we be a more positive team? How can we overcome this adversity that we're facing and be stronger together? And start asking your team some questions. Hey, how connected are we as a team? Can we become more connected? What can we do to be more connected? And you get them to participate. And as you do that, you'll build a stronger team. Thanksgiving, family events, right? You go to your family. Maybe they're more negative. My dad was a New York City cop, undercover narcotic. So he wasn't very positive. He was shot a few times. And so I found with my own family, I had to then try to transform them with positivity instead of letting their negativity affect me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.